May I call you back there, sir?
I'm going to see him tonight anyway.
Yes, I know.
And so, I don't want to bother him, but I just wanted to report to him that I'd arrived.
Mr. President, could you hold one moment?
Yes, I can.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Is this Harry Truman talking?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. How are you? Lyndon Johnson.
Well, my goodness alive, Mr.
I'm mighty
President.
Glad to hear your voice.
I thought I had a report that I'd appeared, and I thought maybe if it was convenient to you after lunch, I'd like to come over and pay a call to
you.
Well,
I've got a good old friend of mine. Why don't you come and have lunch with me?
Oh, my goodness alive.
Come over here about 1:30, and you can walk over here. And
oh, yes, I'll
I'm
do
gonna, I'm going to have a little press conference in the next, I guess it's about 12 o'clock. I'm just going to let them come in and tell them they go for the weekend. But if you want to come over, say, 12:45, 1 o'clock, well, we'll say howdy to the boys, and then you and I and Dr. Frank Dobie, an old friend of mine that you've met down in Texas two or three times with Rayburn, he's here, and we just have a quiet little luncheon, and you come and eat with us, and I'll give you a snort or two, but I won't put you on a helicopter.
All right. I'll obey the presence. You know I always do that.
All right.
Especially when it's you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Now I'll be over.
Wonderful to see you.
Thank you.